Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Memoir Memes by Dr. Henrietta Abbey is an autobiography, an interesting story of Dr. Abbey's life. She narrates her life story from childhood through kindergarten to the university. She migrated to the United States and experienced motherhood and marriage, which ended so abruptly that she ends up questioning where her life was going. At the end of the story, she realizes that she needs to pick up her broken life and start all over again. With one thing in mind, she's learned her lesson. Dr. Abbey graduated from Walden University in 2021, received a doctor degree in philosophy. She also holds two master's degrees and bachelor degree as well, also an associate degree in arts applied science and early childhood education, currently an active veteran employee for the New York City Police Department for over 20 years. Dr. Abbey is also the author of Social Networking as a Motivator for Social Gathering, and coming soon, A Glimpse at Wall Street. And joining us on This Week in America, Dr. Henrietta Abbey, author of Memoir Memes, Life Lessons. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to speak to you, Rick.
This is such an interesting life that you've led, and sharing this story with so many people now, that's going to inspire them. What inspired you to write this story? What was the motivation when you decided to write your autobiography?
Well, all the time when I was growing up, it was like a flashback, like a picture all in my mind. And when I went to secondary school, we had a writer. His nickname was Cat D. He came to our school, and then he talked about how he walked miles and miles about going from villages to villages in Ghana, all to get attention to write his stories. And I decided to write my own story. I was like, what can I write? I said, I would like to write about myself. Everything I have experienced in life, I would want to write about it. So I started keeping journals. And when I got to college here in America, the professor was like, every day you have to write a journal, you have to write in your book, anything that comes to mind. So I started writing again, and I said, this is the time for me to put everything together on paper.
At a great time, because this book is receiving rave reviews. It is helping so many people by looking at your life, because it really is relatable to so many, what you went through, the ups and downs, the tremendous success that you've had in your life. How long did it take you to actually write the entire book? Once you decided, I'm going ahead with this project, how long did it take you to write Memoir Memes?
It took me approximately 3 years.
That's interesting. Now, what was it like during that period going back and, at least on paper, reliving all of those experiences, many written down in the journal? What was that like for you going back and looking at your story?
Well, so I started going to college, you know, after the associate degree. I decided to cut off school and then concentrate on work, but I realized that I was wasting too much time, just work, and my husband had left me, and I wanted something to fill that gap. So I went back to school, and I had the challenge of going to the library to do something. So I bought a flash drive, and then I started, you know, typing everything, every experience, every head, you know, everything that has happened in my life, I started typing it out and writing it out. And then I let that thing fill the gap that was missing when my husband left. And after 3 years, I realized that I could publish it, you know, and yes. I went ahead to publish it.
And the book is doing well now. I'll mention that again, the name of it, Memoir Memes by Dr. Henrietta Abbey. Abbey is A-B-B-E-Y. Her website, henriettaabbey.com. We've got all this on our website. Book available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places, and all of the books written by Dr. Abbey. Who in particular is your audience? Who did you have in mind as you were writing Memoir Memes?
I had in mind young adults growing up in their teenagers and like college and I had in mind for high school students, some who may be migrating to another parts of the world or another parts of the United States, people experiencing motherhood or fatherhood, what it is like to have children, twins, triplets, or even a single child, how to mentor them to grow up. If you are a fresh mom, you don't know anything about childbirth, where are you going to get your source from? What kind of experience are you going to get? What interaction do you have with your doctor, in your trimester? So I had all these things, and then when you travel into another country, how you go by yourself to meet your significant other, what do you experience, So it was for different kinds of people, like migrators, students going to school, especially in the boarding house. You find yourself without your mom or your dad or your sibling. You mingling with other students. What is life like? And then also about marriage life, especially when you're dating somebody from another state, another parts of the world, what it is like and how would a marriage end, if you don't take precautions or if you don't plan well for the
Yes.
future, so it's for diverse kinds of people going through all sort of things, and the themes in the book is traveling, studenthood, motherhood, education. So it's so many themes in the book, and it's for people, I think, between the ages of 12 years old to about maybe 70, you want to
Oh,
read
yes.
something to
And
entertain you, so something like that.
the book is available. The book is Memoir Memes. It's available wherever books are sold. Information on Dr. Abbey's website, Henrietta Abbey, ABBEY.com. You've been a mentor to so many people in real life, in person to person, and now by reaching out to them in your autobiography, for example, who was a mentor for you? Did you have a mentor or maybe several in your life?
I did. So in school, my boarding house mistress, she was very helpful to me, especially with domestic things, and intellectually, like loving literature, English. I was inspired by certain writers like George Eliot, Eva Sutherland, Arthur Miller. I was inspired by my previous spiritual leader, Dr. Otterbell. Then later on, when I came to America, I experienced a spiritual leader, Reverend Hemquist, and then the writer, the poet, Robert Frost. These people really inspired me. And Arthur Miller's book, what is it? There's one Huckleberry Finn. That pace or that kind of rhythm was the one that I used in writing my own story. Like Huckleberry Finn was narrated
Oh,
right
yes.
there and then, very fresh with American language and everything raw like that, with such interest. And I used that kind of Arthur Miller's style to, write my story.
It's fantastic. It's interesting to see where people get their inspiration. And in this case, yes, you had mentors that are shaping you. You are reaching out and shaping so many young people now, and not just young people, but people in general that have gone through difficult circumstances in their lives and trying to find focus, which you've done. Dr. Henrietta Abbey is our guest on the program. What message do you have for your audience?
I believe that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And with God, all things are possible. If you have a child right there and there, you will have to start mentoring or shaping the child even from childhood. Do not put too many restrictions on the child. And I'm not saying that do not let the child go straightward, but try to see what the child is capable of doing. Children like to do certain things. If you see your child trying to like drama, poetry, cooking, or something, that is then that you have to start introducing the child to books, videos, games that the child is interested in. And if you like writing like mine, it's inside, it comes right like that. And when you start writing, you see the things start coming, it start coming. You have to keep a journal, you have to keep a track of everything that is in your mind or is in your heart. You have to write it. You have to write it and write it and write it until the time that you want to compile it. Sometimes it could be in a form of your own history or your own autobiography. Sometimes it could be in a profession, like a nursing, you know, all the patients that you've taken care of, certain medication or certain treatment you give to a patient that worked for the patient, and the patient is alive and still doing well, that is the key. It could be cooking a recipe or recipes that your grandmother have compiled. That is it right there and there. You will want to share it with other people, and they would love to know about it. You know, you don't yes. have to keep it in the cupboard.
No, you can share it with other people. And another message that comes through in the book is lessons and learning lessons. And you've done that after writing the book, reflecting on the bad experiences that you've gone through. What have you learned?
I learned that if you are someone who is going to migrate to another country, migrate to another part of the world, there is no point in getting into relationships that, you know, you find yourself lonely. You know, when you travel, your significant other is in another part of the world. You know, you may never meet again. You may meet again, but there are other people here you could have looked up to, you know. And once they pair everybody and you wait for that person and the person comes and it doesn't work out, you know, then you are all stuck. And everybody, you know, the boat has already left. And you find yourself alone on the shore. So you got to think twice, you know, if you are in a long relationship, long distance relationship, you know, I think that your neighbor or your in your community or something, you can find a friendship or something like that. You don't have to be alone waiting for somebody for years and years and years. Maybe it's something you have to discuss with the person. Because in my husband's case, I kept asking, can we plan for the future? Can we discuss what? And he was like, you wait until when I come. You wait till when I come to the United States. When he came, it was too late, and I don't want to go through this again, long-distance relationship.
Yes.
I mean, to me, it's a disaster.
Well, there's so much that Dr. Abby addresses that helpful to others as they're formulating strategies through life and going through periods like that where I thought this was going to work out, it didn't, lesson learned, and I move on. Move on. Our guest is Dr. Henrietta Abbey, A-B-B-E-Y. The book is Life Lessons, Memoir, Memes. Talk about the title, how you came up with that.
So it is an autobiography, and memoir, you know, is talking about yourself, your memory of your behavior, everything that you've experienced. So I know that Americans, you know, they prefer memoir rather than autobiography. In other parts of the world, like Ghana or the British colonies, they use autobiography, but Americans are so used to memoir. And I realized that, you know, to catch their attention or to get them to know what I'm talking about, I need some title that they will relate to them. So that's what I did. And the memes stand for like a behavior or culture or a pattern that transfers to another individual. So this is the culture that I grew up in, you know, like an African girl traveling to America, you know, and these are things that you experience when you travel to other parts of the world. First, it was novice. Then, you know, like the Americans who say you have to be digested or assimilated, you know, into the culture, you know, and everything like that. So these are things that I went through. It's part of life, you know. That's where I got the memes from. And so I thought those two will work out. And really, I had to do a research. I love to do research. I had to do a research. I had to Google and find out the appropriate title that will work for the book.
And it really describes what you'll read in Dr. Appy's book. I've talked about book being basically everywhere. Where can they get a copy of the book? Where do you recommend people to pick up a copy of Memoir Memes?
Okay, so on Amazon, the ebook is $2.99. You know, you have to type in the Amazon search Dr. Henrietta Appy, and the books will come out, and it's $2.99. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble's. You can get it at Books A Million, Angles and Robinson. You can also get it at Booktopia.
And the book is published by Stratton-Press.com, so I'll throw that one out there as well. So plenty of places to find a copy of Memoir Memes. And the other books that you've written, talk about the other books.
So the second book is Social Networking as a Motivator for Social Gathering. That was a dissertation I did with my university, Warden University. And, you know, when you're doing the PhD, they make you do a dissertation. And I knew people love to read memoir memes, you know. So they wanted a second book of mine. So right from the word go, I had the urge to do it as, you know, as for the reader, for readers, as well as for the school. So I wanted to write in a way, not only professionally, whereby I will get a degree, but I'll also write it as attractive and understanding to the lay reader who likes to read my genre. So I got the title from the fact that I once did a research on low-income workers who can't invest in Wall Street, and because they do not have adequate social networking. So I discussed it with one of my professors, and he said, if you can write something about networking for your dissertation, then I remember that I work for law enforcement. And then I remember I had done a project on protest demonstration. So I put everything together, and I realized that this is what I want to do, write about networking, law enforcement with demonstrators, the union. And then, you know, the fact that it was amazing, the fact that, you know, within a twinkle of an eye, people gather all of a sudden to march crowds, you know,
yes,
to march,
yes,
protest. I mean, the way it happened, I was like, well, what is the cause? You know, and when I interviewed a lot of union members, they were telling me that, yes, social networking is really good and it's really working for them. So I wanted to find out the pros and cons, you know, like the George Floyd case, you know, like everywhere, people were protesting everywhere. And then there was also the notion that some of these protests end in violence, but I went to several of them and none of them ended in violence. So I was like, is it true or it's not true? So I had to research on all these things, and I think people have to know. You know, there are certain things that people are not aware, and they should be aware to upgrade their knowledge, their education, and their experience. And that is why I wrote Social Networking as a Motivator of Social Gathering. And a glimpse at Wall Street is the fact that, you know, we all grow up sometime, our parents are not well-to-do, but it comes a time whereby you know that your financial status is not where it has to be. When I graduated from Borough of Manhattan Community College with the associate degree, I could not really even go for the graduation. I couldn't even afford a dress to put on or for the registration. And first, I thought it was okay. I just felt that I didn't want to go. Then something told me, there must be something wrong for you not to go to your own graduation to dress up and everything. Something is wrong somewhere. Then I realized that I need money for this. I need this for that. So I was like, let me research on income, how you can invest, how you can, you know, have a job, a permanent job that, you know, will take care of the bills and not move from place to place, not going to my dad's or my brother's place because I don't have a place to live. So I had to do a research. I had to find out what is it that makes people invest and people have excess money and everything. So, you know, and people who live and work in Wall Street, they're always talking about stocks and bonds, about money, about investment and things like, and what is it that, you know, in Ghana, I didn't know about stocks and bonds or investment. So I'm like, these are things people need to know. You have to know. You don't have to live your life poor the rest of your life to die, you know. You need to know these things.
Now, information on all of this is on Dr. Abby's website. And, Doctor, give us the information on the website. The website is well done. Book information there. You can order the books there as well. Tell me about the website.
Okay, so the website was designed by Stratton Press. And so it's https://... HenriettaAbbey.com. You know, it should come up. It tells you what books I've written, the books coming up. There are more books coming up, but the third one to come up is the A Glimpse at Wall Street, but the two is out already. And, you know, you can leave your comment or your comment on the website. You can also know about certain things that I encourage people, especially when I was going through the dissertation. It was really tough. And there were certain things that I learned in life, like persevere, hardworking results in good sources and things like that, that we and the students, you know, encourage ourselves with until we finish the dissertation. Everything, I wrote everything on the webpage. You know, any comments, any suggestions, you know, it's welcomed.
And that's HenriettaAbbey.com. And we've got the Abbey, by the way, is A-B-B-E-Y. We've got a direct link on our website. So if you go there, you'll be able to get information and go directly to our website. I'm going to take about a minute or so here at the end. I'm rapidly running out of time. But any tips for young authors that are out there wanting to tell their story? Maybe they got journals and they've got a story to tell like you did in Memoir Memes. Any advice for young authors?
Yes. You know, some people try to go for classes. That's okay. You can go for classes. They have authors' classes that you go to. But, you know, you could Google printing press, You could Google editors, everything I found online, you know, and you should do a research on which one best works for you, and you should save some money, you know, to make payment to these printing presses and stuff like that. You also will have to, if you are a second language person, you should be prepared for editing. My first book, I had to take it off the shelf. That was in 2009. I had to, because there were grammar errors and stuff, and I wanted the best for my audience, you know. So if you're a second language person, you should be prepared to pay for the editing. Yes. And then you should also emphasize that you don't want your story to go wayward. You should still be on focus, but use the appropriate words, your choice of words. You know, there are editors that will help you out. You can discuss all these things with them, and you could still write your journals and everything. You know, you have to spend time on the book, like every now and then you have to spend time. It doesn't have to be the whole day, but like an hour or two you spend on the book. By the time you realize your book is ready to be published.
More great advice. The book we're talking about, and there are several available at Dr. Abbey's website, but this book is Memoir Memes by Dr. Henrietta Abbey, ABBEY. You'll find it, again, at all the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Stratton-Press.com, her website, HenriettaAbbey.com. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully, with the other books coming out, we can talk about that. Fascinating topics. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. Nice having you. Thank you very much, all crew members. I do appreciate it.
We thank you. It's been a pleasure having you with us. And again, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.